This is Dan Tatora here on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more, and Debbie Crossman helping to make that possible. The so much more is the fact that we can help you to take yourself seriously and move forward in a positive way in your life to do good things, to make those right moves. We all have questions about our careers, about our love life, about loved ones that have passed on. So many different things link us as human beings, and Debbie Crossman helps link it all to you in a positive way by trying to help you answer those questions to the best of her ability. And so I'm happy to have her back here on Crossworks on WakeUpCallDT.com. And Debbie, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Dan. Thanks for having me. This is a night of spring. We're so excited that it's good weather, right?
Absolutely. And the part of what you're doing now is that you are, you know, we talk about spring and things blossoming and a new birth. And you're having one of those new births yourself with
yes.
what you're doing with your company. So share that with everyone.
Well, I am kind of moving towards this aspect of taking yourself seriously. That's the name of my new company. And it's to finally get down into that deeper level that we all have. We all have that knowledge within, but we also all have issues. And so I'm a certified hypnotist. I do tapping or faster EFT, which is another modality, as well as I'm a psychic and I can get intuitive counseling for you. So putting it all together in a package, we can get down into the nitty-gritty and really work on whatever is holding you back or whatever's been bothering you and get you to that level where we can make some lasting changes in your life where things can just be the way you deserve them to be. It's time for all of us to have what we deserve. It really is.
When you bring this all together of being a psychic, being a certified hypnotist and use hypnotherapy and all these different things, this avenue, why go down that avenue? Why go down that road? I mean, I feel personally that you're good at your core. You have a you're motivated to help us make good decisions. I feel like you're a motivator to get us out of bed and help us do the right thing. But what made you go down this avenue and kind of try the outside of the box things?
Well, because the inside of the box things didn't work for me. And so I was one of those people, I've had, like everybody else, issues my whole life. And I went into counseling and psychology and just mainstream stuff that certainly works to a certain degree. But everybody's conscious mind or logical brain has sort of a filter or actually it's a sensor, and it doesn't let us go to the deeper subconscious stuff on purpose. It's not supposed to let that happen. So that if we want to really get down into the stuff that's been buried or the stuff that we're afraid to look at or the stuff that happened so long ago, you have to have a tool to get there. And so I actually stumbled upon it. I was teaching people to meditate and get that into themselves that way, and I went to a hypnotist to quit smoking. And because the mainstream ways didn't help me to quit. And the tool he used was what he called hypnosis, but it was what I was calling meditation. So I went out after that. I did quit smoking with hypnosis. And I went out and got certified as a hypnotist because it was such a cool thing. In 1 hour, he did what I couldn't do in weeks and months of effort. And that's why I love these modalities, because especially with the tapping, I have people come to me and we're going to do 3 hour-and-a-half long sessions of hypnosis, and in 20 minutes we've fixed the problem. So I'm like cutting my own nose off my face here, but it's working so well that these people are just changing instantaneously.
When you talk about this tapping EFT, what does it stand for? What does it mean for those that have never done it?
Well, the original traditional EFT is emotional freedom technique. This is, it's just a method where using two fingers, you tap on certain energy points in the face and upper body that correlate with, it might be organs, it might be like acupressure, you know, that goes to the different power points and the meridians in the body, all this sort of a thing. And somehow or other, by doing this tapping, you actually release what's stored there. And what is usually stored is emotion. That emotion from a trauma from 30 years ago might be stored in your lungs. It might be stored in your knees. It might be stored in your heart. And so once we release that, not only can you have a flow of energy in your being, but you no longer have to walk around with the burden of that trauma or pain or whatever. So people are, it was originally invented for Vietnam vets. Okay. Who had post-traumatic stress syndrome. And so they were able to be, after being in the hospital for 20 years, they would be healed in 24 hours with the tapping.
Wow.
So there's an actual better one now called Faster EFT. And this gentleman, Robert Smith, has streamlined it. So instead of many tapping points, there's 4 tapping points. And it's just even better than it was before. So I use kind of a combination of both because I've studied both. It's hard to pull them apart sometimes, but I combine it with the hypnosis, which again is another modality to get down into the subconscious, and the two together are just dynamic.
What do you see from, you know, without giving away too much, you know, personally with people, what do you see from people when they go through something like this? I mean, do you notice a change? Is it an immediate thing for them? I mean,
usually.
You know, bring me through, you know, once you're finished doing the tapping or in the hypnosis, you know, what's visible to you?
Well, for me, it is interesting because in hypnosis especially, there are physiological changes, the color of your skin, how fast you're breathing, your eye movement when your eyes are closed. So there is definitely a physiological change. But people come out of these just feeling terrific, and they'll say, ah, I feel great, I'm so relaxed, oh, I feel like so much of a burden has been removed. I just had a lady the other day who came in with a shame that she had been carrying since she was a teenager, and she was now in her 50s. And she had stuff going on, and, you know, I wasn't even sure I could get her to relax enough to be hypnotized. So I said, let's do the tapping, because she was crying as she was talking about it. She was just overcome with this emotion.
Yeah.
In less than 5 minutes, we had that emotion completely removed from her body. She could not recreate that shame. After being ashamed for over 40 years, it was an astonishing thing. And she says, oh my God, I just feel so different. I'm such a new, oh my God. And she just was ecstatic to the exact same degree she had been so miserable 5 minutes before.
So you just, it helps to release it for good. It's not that it's tucked away somewhere else
right.
Now. It's gone.
Yes, and that's the difference with tapping. If it's successful, it's gone for good. But with hypnosis, what we do have are different kinds of things that we can do. For example, it's my belief that somewhere in the recesses of my mind, I'm still a smoker. But what we did was lay on top of that kind of a film or a belief that says I'm a non-smoker. And so I think that it's all in there when you do the hypnosis. I really do. Because if we think about what Einstein or somebody said, that when you have a thought or a memory, it actually impresses on your brain physically. There's a little bubble that gets kind of dented. I don't think that ever truly goes away. So if you experienced it, it's in your memory someplace. But we can mask it, cover it over, make it as if it's gone, and you don't have to have the burden of it any longer with hypnosis.
How do people have that positive effect from coming to you? How do they keep it going?
Well, you're actually, when you come to me, I teach you self-hypnosis, and I teach you the tapping, and we record it to CD, so that you can have this to work with until it becomes just second nature to you to be going
to
that place.
So it's a technique.
It's a technique. And people call me years later and tell me, jeepers, remember that time we did that? Well, I had to go to the emergency room, and I whipped right into that thing, and I didn't feel any pain. Or, you know, I got on a plane. It was never her issue that she had a fear of flying, but she was able to use it for fear of flying. And it was just, you can, once you have it down, it works for everything.
So I'm going to do what we always do, is allow myself, just like our callers, to be vulnerable.
Okay.
So the reading that you give, you know, to them when you try to tap into them, I'm going to allow that for me, you know, sitting here with you today.
Well, and, you know, I like to start with a little symbol. Your symbol tonight is sort of a funny one. You have a great big huge mallet. All right, it's this great big hammer,
yeah.
With a wooden head, you know. And the feeling is that you are about to, this is to represent that you are really going to get your point across. Like you're going to bop somebody right over the head with your opinion or your 2 cents worth, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you're really going to need to whack them with it, because just being normal, having a normal hammer, wouldn't cut it with this person or this group.
Yeah.
And this is over the next 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
So the good news is you definitely will have a good end result. You'll get that point across, or you'll get them to hear you or understand you.
Okay.
The bad news is it's probably a harder sell, or, you know, you're really going to have to get into their heads or something.
Yeah, I can kind of think about what you're talking about.
Okay, great. And then the other thing they're showing me, I know that you've got a lot on your plate right at this time, but I would say between now and the end of May, you're really almost doing twice as much as usual. And I don't, you know, I don't follow the sports, I apologize.
No, it's okay.
But I don't think I'm talking so much about that. I think I might be talking about your personal life, but I also feel as if this is something else to do with business that isn't so much, oh, this draft is going on, or oh, this team is doing this. It's a third thing, all right?
Okay.
So that, to me, is very important for you to not lose sight of. That piece has to get done before the summer starts.
Okay.
So there's a timing issue.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've been taking a while to get a project done that's not sports related.
Okay,
so.
Well, you don't have an awful lot more of a window to get it done well, or, you know, specifically if there's a time factor that you know about.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, even in a psychic sense, sometimes there's just a window of opportunity that's high energy and everything is in sync.
Right.
That's now. All right.
Yeah.
So I just feel like, I think before you go away, you want to have this be done.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's good news and bad news. You'll get it done, and you'll make yourself crazy until that happens.
Cool. What do I want to ask you?
There's a gentleman on the other side that comes through.
Okay.
I'm just going to jump in while you're thinking. This feels like it would be a grandfather or even an uncle. Do you have somebody that was that wore a hearing aid or was deaf, especially on the right-hand side? You might not remember.
It was a woman, maybe, but not a man.
All right. Well, I'm just going to go with the man because that's how I saw it first.
Okay.
And I know your dad's name. Is there a gentleman on the spirit side that has the same first name?
Yes.
Okay, it's that man. I don't like to say names on the air. But this gentleman is coming through quite strong, and I'm going to tell you, he had something on the right side of his face. So whether it was the hearing or a bad tooth or if he had a stroke or something.
Okay.
But anyways, he's coming through in a very strong way. First off, he's congratulating you on all your success. He's very impressed with everything you've been achieving.
Okay.
He's very excited about all the upcoming stuff. And wants you to know he'll be present.
Okay.
He wants you to know he's going to be there.
Good.
And kind of, the way he's showing me, he's kind of standing there like this with his arms crossed saying, really? You know, and just kind of judging that, oh, are you doing this the best you can do? Are you standing up straight? Are you, like, giving her your best, you know? So it's that sort of a feeling, like he's not going to let you slouch.
Yeah.
All right? He's going to be standing right behind you and make sure that you're the man, you know? So he's very excited about that. Does he have kind of a macho cultural background?
He was kind of like, I guess he wasn't as emotional growing up for my dad and whatnot. So he was more, when you crossed your arms, that's how I can picture him like that, my grandfather. So,
But it's also, it feels cultural to me that you have to be the real guy. You have to be that strong man.
He worked. He was always working on building stuff and all that.
Because you said the woman that might have had the hearing problem, I believe somebody has stepped in.
Okay.
She feels to me like she was somebody that was, I don't feel as if things always went well for her. She almost feels as if she was kind of behind the eight ball a lot of the times.
Okay.
And didn't have the power or the ability to get herself out of that.
Okay,
and so she's telling you how peaceful and how lovely it is to be on the other side, because she's sort of out of all that soap opera.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about. She lived a very, very long life.
Okay.
Not always the easiest.
Yes, and I think that was the thing, that she was literally, her hands were tied, or she was powerless, and maybe even in those later years she was frail or, you know, physically incapable, but yet there were things she wished she could have done. So she's just telling you, phew, I'm out of that, I'm good, you know, not coming back anytime soon. So she's got a good sense of humor.
Does she try to connect with my grandmother that's here at all?
I feel that she's with your grandmother just a lot.
Okay.
You know, like all the time, if not, you know, connecting all the time. So, yes, I just got a solid yes with it.
Okay. I want to ask about my grandma who's here.
What's her first name?
Marie.
Well, I feel, you know, we mentioned frail. I feel a frailty with her that might be recent. It feels almost as if something has gone a little bit worse or become a little bit less sturdy or stable. And my sense with this is there's probably not a thing we can do about it. It's age-related or illness-related.
Okay.
But they are telling you to keep an eye on her because it almost, to me, would feel like this could be somebody who could fall or that a bone could break easily or because of this frailty she's not really eating. Or you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
That there's this second... It's a secondary thing to something else that might be wrong with her.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean? So it's
yeah.
like, oh, we're not really paying attention to it because it's not that big of a deal. Well, actually, now it's becoming a bigger deal. So they just want you to be aware so that we don't just assume that she's fine. You know, it seems to me like maybe she has been fine. And
okay.
now we have to kind of pay more attention.
Okay.
You know.
My parents, Debbie and Ralph.
Right.
What, like, their, I guess, connection to me right now, I guess?
At this time, the connection with you and your mom is really, it's a lovely one. I think it's a lot to do with what's going on. But I also feel as if she's very wrapped up in herself and what's going on in her life. So during this particular time period, I feel as if, unfortunately, your relationship with her might feel as if it's all about her. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It isn't a bad thing. It's just a human thing that, you know, if she's got some stuff going on or there's drama or whatever, it's like, okay, I'll call up and see how she's doing. She's not asking how I'm doing. So just kind of take
yeah.
that with a grain of salt. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
With your father, I don't know if I actually feel well with your father. I don't know if he has any illnesses or ailments that might be a little bit. Maybe he gets spring allergies or something like that. But it just feels like right in this time period, he's not feeling as well as he could. It just feels like I just feel like I want to shake it off, you know, that kind of a deal. When any of us don't feel good, we're not paying an awful lot of attention to what's going on around us. So he, again, could be a little bit self-absorbed or having his attention focused on himself at this time. You know, you've got a lot going on, so your attention's focused on you. So is that sort of a thing that you're doing you, they're doing them? And so it could be the communication is not quite the way you would like it to be.
Okay.
But it's understandable.
Okay. I mean, I don't, if there was anything else that you saw, I think I'm good.
The only other thing that I'm feeling for you is that there's some nice opportunities coming up for investments. This is in the second half of the year. This would be where somebody said, you know, you really ought to be looking at this stock, or you really ought to make sure this is in your portfolio, or you're in your 401k, or, you know, it doesn't feel like it's like real estate investing. It feels like stocks and bonds. And it's small but significant, if you could say, okay, I'm going to put $25 a week into that
okay.
and just see what happens. I think someone is going to bring you this knowledge, and you know they're knowledgeable. So you didn't have to do the research. You didn't have to really find out about this. But it's like, really? Okay, now I will research it. You make sure that it's right for you.
Okay.
But my sense with it is it's really going to be one of those great deals that 30 years from now you're going to be saying, oh, I'm so glad. Like if any one of us would have bought IBM back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel quite good with that.
Okay, I did have one thing that I forgot to ask.
All right.
I was part of a movie recently.
Yeah.
I want to do more of that, so I just wanted to know what you saw with that.
Well, you know, here's the thing. What I'm being told very strongly is that you have to make a decision. Where are you going to put your focus?
Okay.
If we dissipate your energy and put 10% to this part and 10% here and 10% here,
yeah.
you're only given each part. You like them all and you're good at them all, but you only get each one gets 10%. So you have to decide, no, I'm going to put 90% into this and put 10% over here. So if what you really want is to be doing movies, then you got to put a hell of a lot more time and effort and presence. You have to be physically present doing it, whether
okay.
it means going on go-sees or interviews or whatever they call them, auditions, if it means that you're going to move and go to California, if it means that you're going to be doing the local playhouse so you get more of a resume. So there's just more that you have to physically do if you really are serious about it.
Okay.
All right.
And with that, let's head to our live callers. As always, Debbie, I appreciate it. I'm happy that I have the opportunity to show you all listening what it's like to have a reading, to have you live it through me, to get that opportunity to kind of feel it out and at the same time to listen to other people. And I'm excited about the callers that we have, and I hope that you'll call us the next time that we do a live show. So make sure you stay tuned to facebook.com/wakeupcalldt. That's facebook.com/wakeupcalldt, and Twitter @calldt, CALLDT, to find out when the next show is going to be. And if you want to call Debbie immediately to set up your own personal reading, you can get in touch with her by calling 315-247-9088. That's 315-247-9088. Or you could set up an appointment with Debbie by email, debbiec1953@hotmail.com. That's debbiec1953@hotmail.com. Now let's head to the line for our first caller.
Okay. So have you ever had a reading before?
Yes, I did, but it really didn't work out the way I had thought it would.
Okay. Well, let me just give you my little speech. You can ask any questions that you want. We can talk about anything, romance, career, kids. We can do the weird stuff like deceased loved ones, anything you want. But I like to talk first, tell you what I get right off the bat, and then we'll go from there. And we don't have a ton of time, so is there some special thing that you wanted to make sure we talk about?
Yes, I really wanted to talk a little bit about my loved ones that have passed.
Okay, no problem. All right, so let me just tune in to you. And the first thing that they're showing me, actually, is that there's a lot going on in your energy. You know, I look at your aura, and you're actually going into kind of a very huge time of high energy, but very scattered. All right, so I would say it's probably just started, maybe the end of April. And now we're going into, I think, as if we're going to amplify you up 10 times of what you were already doing. So it's going to be a very big time for the rest of spring, as well as about halfway into the summer. When is your birthday?
On September.
Okay, good. So June is your 9-month anniversary. That's probably what's going to switch this energy. So it's really between now and that date in June that's your 9-month anniversary of your birthday. So this is a really hot time that's coming up for you. It's very productive. You're going to make progress. You're going to get stuff done, but you're going to feel like you're pulled in about 10 different directions. Okay, so don't...
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
me.
Well, don't lose sight of the fact that you got to have some goals, or you got to have a schedule, or you got to, you know, put on your timer so you don't forget something. It could be that kind of a deal. So you want to make sure that you really are on top of your day, or it could get carried away. Now, they're showing me that you're a real old soul, and this is kind of a funny time in this lifetime, because you're really changing over into more of the big picture that you came in to work on in this lifetime. And I don't know if you've been having that feeling like you have a mission in life, or that there's things you still want to accomplish, but that's part of this energy that's building up right now, is I think you're going to get more insight and have more direction or focus as this year progresses. And you're probably going to do something really big about this either by the end of the year or beginning of next year. So that could be a career change. It could mean you're going to go back to school. You could write a book. You could start to volunteer. It doesn't matter how you do it, but you're going to be motivated from within to kind of get going now with this project. Do you see? Like I said, I don't know if you've had any thoughts of that, but don't be surprised if they start to come up.
I have, and that sounds pretty much like everything that's been going on in my life lately.
Excellent. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
That's glad to know.
Yeah, well, and it is kind of the big picture, so it's not just, you know, we put our blinders on and we say, oh, we got to work on money, or we got to just pay our bill for the month. No, this is bigger than all that. So it's definitely going to be very exciting for you, and also you're going to feel so much more fulfilled, because you'll really be working on what you came here to do. Well, there's a million things that we come here to do, but this is the next phase of your mission. Okay? So give me the first name of somebody you'd like me to tune into that has passed over.
Yes, it'd be Marjorie.
All right. She comes right in with you, and One of the things about Marjorie is that she's such a deep person. I think she was a deeply loving person, but also I think she had deep thinking. And she might have had a strong religious belief. She might have had a strong faith. But it's just that she was somebody that was not a superficial person. And so now that she is around you from the spirit side, I think you're going to feel more of that part of her, so that you just would have that overwhelming love feeling, or you might just have a sense that she's really, truly guiding you. Do you know what I'm talking about, Deb?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Because she's laughing. She's also got a great sense of humor, but she's definitely coming at you from that point of view.
So my loved ones that have passed, are they around me a lot?
Yeah, all the time. They just love to be with us, and now that they don't have bodies, they can actually be with us in our energy field. They can sort of sit in the chair with you, or they can come in your dreams and talk to you. They can talk to you through music. They will actually sometimes, you know, send birds to say hello to us. I mean, they do all sorts of things because they're not limited by being physical. So, yes, they're with you all the time, but she would be in your head talking to you. And so we think it's just us, but it really is that we're having a conversation with our loved ones. Was there another name you wanted me to...
I have things happening lately that I just wanted to know if, you know, I could find out exactly who was around me.
Well, I certainly think she is, and I think that there's also a gentleman there with you. There's a feeling with this gentleman, he could be a father or a grandfather, but he seems to be very... he's not only a very smart guy, but I think that he had a great sense of humor and wouldn't mind maybe, you know, pulling your leg a little bit or getting you going.
Yes.
Okay, do you know who that is then?
That would be my father.
Okay, because he feels as if he loves to tease you or get you giggling or something like that. And so I think he has been...
A lot of things have been going on lately, and I just wondered if it was him or not.
Yeah, I would absolutely say yes to that. There's also a feeling with him. Do you have a brother, or is there a male in the family that he would also be visiting?
Yes, my brother passed also.
Oh, okay. So it's the two of them coming to you. I didn't know if the brother was still here or on the other side. So that they're coming to you as a team, which often gives them more energy to come through. So in other words, they can have more. They can pack more of a wallop if there's two or more of them, and just kind of focus their energy even stronger. So I'm sure the brother would be also trying to tweak you a little bit and get you going.
I was hoping to hear that today.
Good.
You don't have any idea how much it meant to me to hear that.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. Is there any final question I can answer for you?
I was wondering, is there going to be another grandchild in my life soon?
Who would be the parents? Just give me their first names.
My daughter and her husband are unable to have children, and they've been trying to adopt, and it's been been a few years, and I just wondered if you had any insight on whether or not...
I do feel that that's going to be coming. I'm not certain it's in 2014, but I feel as if the wheels are certainly turning as we speak. And there's two pictures I'm getting on this. The very first one is of them adopting an older child. This feels like somebody from a foreign country, a male, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if he was even 10 years old. And I don't know if they're looking at that age group, but I feel as if that is somebody that might even come to them in a foster program, and then they would end up adopting. Do you know what I mean? Something along those lines.
Yes, I do.
But secondly, there feels like one that would be an infant, or at least a, you know, very young child, and this feels next year. And this is, again, a child from a different country, but they're a foreign child, the foreign parents. How can I say it? The culture is not ours, but it's in this country now. I don't know what I'm trying to say. So I feel as if almost with that one, I feel very strongly to say that this couple should be fostering. Because I feel that's going to be their fast track to getting their family going. But secondly, my sense is that this is perhaps a foreign person, foreign mother, who is pregnant now and looking for adoptive parents.
but she barely speaks English. If you're getting what I'm trying to say here, it's not coming out right. But it might actually be a private adoption.
Oh, that's wonderful news.
So tell them to, you know, think outside the box. I really feel as if it might not be that they go through the normal channels. But fostering comes up big. All right?
Okay.
All right, Deb. Well, thank you so much, and I hope you'll get in touch with me if you need me.
I will, Debbie. I've been thinking very highly of getting in touch with you after this.
Wonderful. Well, my phone number is 315-247-9088. Or it's even quicker if you can email me. It's DebbieC1953@hotmail.com. And it's just real quick and easy, and I'd love to talk with you at length.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
We will now hear from our next caller in our live readings going on right now on Crossworks with Debbie Crossman. That's Crossworks. You can find us on wakeupcalldt.com to listen back to everyone who has been a part of the show on the Crossworks page of wakeupcalldt.com. You can find the page by going to wakeupcalldt.com and going to the More tab and clicking on Crossworks. Not only can you be a part of the live shows, just as we're doing tonight, but I also want to make mention that you can write to Debbie in our Dear Debbie column. And you can write it anonymously. If you want to submit a letter to Debbie, send it to D-E-B-B-I-E, the letter C, 1953@hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B-I-E, the letter C, 1953@hotmail.com. And she will answer your question on the website right here on wakeupcalldt.com. On the Crossworks page. Now we continue with our next live reading.
So have you ever had a reading before?
No, I have not.
Okay. With my readings, you can ask any questions that you like. We can talk about any topic, romance, family, career, deceased loved ones, past lives. But I like to talk first, tell you just a minute of what I'm getting about you, and then we'll go from there with your questions. Did you have something special in mind? Because we don't have too much time. Is there some big thing that you'd like to make sure we talk about?
Actually, I'm just making a big change right now, and I'm going to be moving out of state.
Okay, don't tell me too much about
next
it.
Month.
Okay, we'll tune into that then. So first off, I always tune into somebody, and I often will get a picture for them. Yours is kind of a funny little symbol. It's just a picture, but it's you standing on your hands as if this is something that you do all the time, like walking on your hands like a circus person. And so I feel as if over the next 2 or 3 days, you're going to be doing something that for you is actually unusual, but it's going to look like you know what you're doing. All right. So they're telling you if it seems as if you have to kind of put on a show, a little bit of an act, you know, don't be surprised. It's going to feel foreign to you, but it's going to be normal for the rest of the world, and it's something you need to do. All right. So don't worry about it if it comes up. It's kind of like doing this reading. It might feel foreign to you right this minute, but it's going to be fine. So I believe this has something to do with career or things outside of your personal life. But just over the next 2 or 3 days. If it doesn't come up over the weekend, don't even worry about it. So
okay,
now what I'm
doing,
I'm going to look at your aura, which is your energy field. And you are in a lot of transition at this time, so it makes perfect sense that you would be moving in your energy so that I can see that you're in that transition. You're all over the place. Your colors are all great. You have all the colors you're supposed to have, but they're all over the place. And it's kind of like an abstract painting. So in 1 minute, you'll be all emotions. The next minute, you'll be very logical. The next minute, you'll be topsy-turvy. So don't even think about being really normal until about 6 weeks to 2 months from now. When is your birthday?
April 1st.
Yeah, so it's going to be about July. Where are we now? May, June, July. So I was being psychic. So it's definitely at least then, because that's your first anniversary of your birthday. The first 3 month quarter of your year will have passed. And that's how I tell time in my readings. I'm not an astrologer, so I just look at it for telling time. But I think if you said you're moving in about a month, it means you're already there. You'll still be in transition when you get there, but very quickly you're going to settle down and be doing just fine. What's the name of the place, the city that you're moving to?
I'm sorry, the place that I'm going to be moving to is South Carolina.
Okay. I feel quite good with that for you. It feels as if it's going to feel like home to you. I don't know if you've spent any time there, but I definitely feel from past lifetimes that you will have a real sense of connection there. Two of the lifetimes you've had in that area, one was an American Indian lifetime, and one was you were actually one of the convicts that came over to this country on a ship. You know, they got rid of everybody in their jails and threw them on a ship and sent them to the New World and got rid of them. So you were one of those guys. And as you,
okay,
when you got to this country, you thought, this is the end of me. This is going to be awful. And you absolutely thrived here. It was a wonderful life for you after you got out of the prison type of thing. And then as the American Indian in that particular geographical area, that was just your home. You were so totally in tune with nature, and you loved it, and it was just fabulous. So I know you're going to be very comfortable there. Is there a specific city that you have in mind?
Well, my family lives in Columbia,
okay,
area, so that's where I'm going.
I feel as if the name where you will be living is not Columbia, but it's probably a suburb of that. But if we knew your mailing address, it's going to be a little different city. And it feels quite good. But then I'm going to tell you, you will probably move again in about a year. It's not out of state, but to a different house. So if you are not buying a house right away, I think that would be smart. I think that they're telling you to be cautious about jumping right into buying something now, if you can hold off, because I feel there's another move coming. Are you buying something when you go down there now?
No, I'm just going to rent a house.
Good.
For now.
Perfect. So about a year from now or so, you'll know what you want to do, you'll know which neighborhood is best or what school district or whatever, and that's when you'll actually put down roots. And then I feel you're going to be extremely happy with it. And I do feel you'll stay there for quite some time.
Okay. I mean, do you think that I'm going to find a job quickly?
Yes, I do. But that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
it might not be.
That's my biggest fear.
No, I think you'll find something right away, but it might not be your dream job. So just take whatever comes and then keep looking. And like I say, about a year into it, you might have found something you like better on the other side of town, and now you know you want to move. Do you see what I mean? So I definitely feel there's more changes coming after you get there. You're going to be finding a job right away. I just don't think it's going to be your, it's not going to be your best job ever. So just go with it because it's short term.
Okay.
But the move is excellent. Do you have anybody going with you, a husband, boyfriend, children?
Just my daughter.
What's her first name?
Brianna.
This is also a very good choice for her. You're gonna adjust very quickly. I don't think she's going to adjust very quickly, but once she gets it, once she gets into the flow of being there, she's going to absolutely love it. And I feel as if this is a really good choice for her right at this time in her life. Certain people she's going to meet, or teachers, or neighbors, or somebody is going to make a big difference in her life, maybe with being with your family. But it just feels as if it's an important time for her to have this take place. It's actually more about her than it is about you. Did you know that?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's kind of, it is.
Okay, good. How old is she?
She's 15.
Yeah, and see, this is such an important time. She's really formulating a lot of thoughts in her head. Who is she? Who is she as a young woman going into her future? You know, what kind of people is she hanging with? What kind of college does she want to go to? So she's like in a perfect place to make this move. But I don't think it's an easy transition for her at first. So, and I'm sure that would be true of any 15-year-old, right? But I do think that it's good that your family will be there. Are there any final questions you'd like to ask?
Well, I just wanted to know, I had some strange things. This is actually about a deceased loved one. I had, before I had to get the court approval to get legal permission to leave state, some random things with quarters.
Oh, good.
And I just wondered which one of my...
I instantly see a man, and I feel it would be father, grandfather, uncle, brother.
My grandfather?
Yeah, because it feels like somebody from that old school that probably when you were little would give you a quarter out of his pocket. You know, I think it would
be... Oh, he'd give me $20 bills.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better yet. Okay, tell him to start dropping $20 bills from heaven, okay? And then I want to hear from you.
Okay.
All right? But that's definitely who I feel it is. And that's what they do. They want you to know that they're helping you and watching and paying attention to what's going on. Okay?
Oh, wonderful.
Good. Well, good luck with your move. I think it's going to be great. And
thank
you so
much
for calling in tonight. You know, you can always get in touch with me, even from a different city, because we can always do a reading by phone. My number is 315-247-9088, or email me, or you can Facebook me, but it's DebbieC1953@hotmail.com. But
okay,
even if you just Google me on the search, you'll find me. I'm the only Deborah Crossman psychic out there, I think. So find me someplace.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank
and
you
good
so
luck.
Much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
We will now hear from our next caller in our live readings going on right now on Crossworks with Debbie Crossman. That's Crossworks. You can find us on wakeupcalldt.com to listen back to everyone who has been a part of the show on the Crossworks page of wakeupcalldt.com. You could find the page by going to wakeupcalldt.com and going to the More tab and clicking on Crossworks. Not only can you be a part of the live shows just as we're doing tonight, but I also want to make mention that you can write to Debbie in our Dear Debbie column, and you can write it anonymously. If you want to submit a letter to Debbie, send it to DEBBIE, the letter C, 1953, at hotmail.com. That's DEBBIE, the letter C, 1953, at hotmail.com, and she will answer your question on the website right here on wakeupcalldt.com on the Crossworks page. Now we continue with our next live reading.
So have you ever had a reading before?
A long, long time ago.
Okay, so you kind of know what it's like. With my readings, you can ask any questions that you want. We can talk about romance or family or career or money. We can talk about deceased loved ones or past lives. But I usually like to just talk for a couple seconds and tell you what I get, and then we'll go with your questions. Is there something specific that you want to make sure we talk about tonight?
I'd like to touch base, if possible, in regards to a loved one that we have lost this year.
Okie doke. We can do that for sure. But let me just tune in to you. And the first thing that I usually get is a little symbol. It's just a quick little picture that pops in my head for you. Your symbol is kind of a funny one because you're wearing a Mexican great big, you know, sombrero hat, and you're doing a Mexican hat dance, and it just looks lovely. If it was Cinco de Mayo, we would know that's what it was, but we're past that. So I feel as if over the next 2 or 3 days, you will be changing hats, and we often will say that because it's a different job for the moment. You know, you put on your mom hat, and then you put on your career hat. So I hope you know what I mean, but what it means to me is you're going to be doing something that for you is a little different focus or a little different type of thing, but you've got a big smile on your face in my picture, so it's going to be fine. What they're telling you is just go with it, even though it might feel foreign, just go with it, all right?
Okay.
I think this has to do with your job or something outside the home. But it also could be where somebody asks you to help them or, you know, you're standing in line at the grocery store and somebody says, hey, help me with this. So it's just foreign to you. All right? So now one of the things they show me is your energy field, what we call the aura. And in your aura, you're actually, you're kind of ODing on the side of your emotions. This is your right brain. It's where we're creative and sensitive and spiritual and all those different things. Anything that's not logical takes place in the right brain, and you're kind of over in that side very strongly right at this time. The problem with that is it not only makes us sensitive, but it means that we cannot make real good decisions. Our judgmental ability is in the other side of the brain. So during this time period, I'm going to tell you, and it's going to probably be the rest of May, be very cautious with impulse decisions. Don't sign a contract, don't spend the money, don't make big promises unless you've really thought it through, because you're not really using that part of the brain very strongly. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Good. Because it's nothing terrible. It's not as if there's anything wrong with you. It's just that you're sort of in a transition state, and you're kind of off kilter for probably another 4 weeks or so. When is your birthday?
It's actually next Friday.
Oh, perfect. One of the things that that does for you is it changes your energy, so you're going to feel stronger and better. But in my estimation, and there's no proof of this, but in my readings over all these years, it seems to take anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks for birthday energy to really kick in. So every year you could find that even though it's early May, it's not until June that you're really feeling pretty perky. And that's what I'm saying to you at this point this year, is it's going to be another 4 weeks or so before that birthday energy has actually stabilized things for you, all right? So if you have to make a huge decision or if you have to sign a contract, put it as much after the birthday as you can, and it'll just work out better for you.
Okay.
So what was the name of the person that passed over?
My Uncle Mike.
Okie doke. Mike comes in very strong. This is somebody that, first off, has just a very strong personality. I think he would have been a guy that everybody would have noticed. They would have remembered having met him. He would really make an impression in a crowd. You know, he would be the life of the party, or he would be the guy with a strong opinion. He might have been that big sports fan, or he was the political guy. Whatever it was, everybody would know that he had that opinion. Does that make sense to you? He just feels like he comes across so strong to me.
Yes, he had a very, very strong opinion on many things.
Oh, good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was tuned into the right guy. So he comes around you now and other family members and puts his 2 cents in right in your head, all right? So you could be doing something or about to make a decision. He's going to come through to you with that strong feeling that yes, you're doing the right thing, or no, you're not doing the right thing. He's going to try very hard to get that opinion across to help you. So I want you to know that that's going on behind the scenes, that he's trying to be helpful to you.
Okay.
Okay. Did you say that you had a question about his passing?
It was in regard to, I kind of want to know if it was an accident, or if it was something that he had done on his own.
I don't believe it was an accident. I believe this was something that he was in control of one way or another.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the good news is that on the other side, he's feeling great. He's very peaceful. He's got a real nice bunch of people that are there with him. And he's very serene, very happy. So whatever the circumstances of his passing are totally behind him at this point. It's not an issue.
Okay.
So, in fact, he's kind of saying that he's hoping that you can put it behind you now. Just kind of let it go. Whatever the circumstances were, it's not important.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Is there anybody else on the other side you'd like to ask about? Or somebody still living?
Well, there's my grandma. I mean, there's nothing necessarily that I need to ask about. She went through hospice.
Okay.
We were able to talk to her before she passed.
Oh, good. That's always so comforting. Well, I do feel as if she comes around you quite a bit. Do you have a daughter as well?
I do.
Yeah, because she comes around you and your daughter quite a bit, and she really just likes to hang out with you guys. You know, if you're going shopping or you're going for a walk or whatever you're doing, she really enjoys being with you, as well as other people, of course, but she likes the two of you. You guys are fun, so she likes being with the two of you.
Aw. Can I ask you one other thing?
Sure.
My daughter?
Sure.
Do you see the dynamics with her father getting better between the two of them, or will things totally separate between the two of them?
No, I don't feel totally separating, but I don't feel a vast improvement. I feel it goes along pretty much the way it is.
Okay.
Sort of like what you see is what you get.
Okay.
In years to come, I feel as if it will get better, but that's because she'll be older and she will have a better handle on how to deal with him. But I feel like for now, for the foreseeable future, it pretty much is just what it is. So, and they're telling me that you should just stay out of it. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to advise either one of them. Just kind of stay out of it. Almost as if, you know, just pretend it's a relationship that you don't know anything about. So just be neutral about it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, listen, thank you so much for being a part of our show. I hope it was helpful to you. You can certainly always get in touch with me by calling me, 315-247-9088, or email me at debbiec1953@hotmail.com. And we can do a reading by phone, by in person here in Syracuse. We can do it by Skype. So there's a lot of ways we can do it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and good luck with everything.
I appreciate it so much.
Good. Well, you have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
We will now hear from our next caller in our live readings going on right now on Crossworks with Debbie Crossman. That's Crossworks. You can find us on wakeupcalldt.com to listen back to everyone who has been a part of the show on the Crossworks page of wakeupcalldt.com. You could find the page by going to wakeupcalldt.com and going to the More tab and clicking on Crossworks. Not only can you be a part of the live shows, just as we're doing tonight, but I also want to make mention that you can write to Debbie in our Dear Debbie column, and you can write it anonymously. If you want to submit a letter to Debbie, send it to D-E-B-B-I-E, the letter C, 1953, at hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B-I-E, the letter C, 1953, at hotmail.com, and she will answer your question on the website right here on wakeupcalldt.com on the Crossworks page. Now we continue with our next live reading.
I like to tune in first, tell you what I get, and then we'll go with your questions. And is there something special you want to make sure we talk about before we end up using up all the time?
I'd like to talk to family members who've crossed over.
Okay, great. All right, so let me just tune in to you. The first thing I usually get is a little picture. It's just a little symbol. Your symbol tonight is kind of an interesting one, which actually is from the other side. This is flowers being given to you. And, you know, I do know a little bit about you, Kathy, and so I'm going to say this is from your son for Mother's Day.
Oh, nice.
So I want to say that they're all very springy colors. I can't name the flowers, but there's quite a few purple ones and some peachy colors. So I have a feeling you might see these flowers again over the next few days. You might even go buy them yourself at the grocery store, but you'll know which ones it is. All right? And they're from him.
Good.
So I'm going to jump right into to him, that young man. And the sense with him is he's been around you quite a lot lately. One of the things he's interested in helping you with is making some changes perhaps around your career or some choices that you might be making in that regard. I don't know if you've been thinking you might go back to school or get some further education or if you would be teaching others, but I'm hearing the word education, so I'm going to go with that. And the sense that there's also a feeling of you finding a way to just plain make more money, which is nice. But I don't think
yes,
you have to
I've
work.
I'm thinking about that, actually.
Oh, good. But I don't think it means you have to work harder. I think it's about working smarter, you know, mm-hmm. so that you'll get more pay or you'll do something that's just more lucrative. And I definitely feel
that's
he's helping you.
That's always helpful.
I know. Have you been giving some thought to a change, career-wise?
I have, actually. I've recently been looking to, you know, look at two other things in higher education. So I think that that's kind of, I haven't told anybody.
Okay.
So I think that that's kind of interesting that you've said that.
Well, I definitely feel as if the time is coming that it's almost as if you want to fish or cut bait. You know, I don't think it's any longer to just play with the idea or entertain the idea. Now is the time to take action. When is your birthday?
September 1st.
Okay, so we're coming up on your 9-month anniversary. It's funny because everybody's kind of in the same time period tonight. But in June is your 9-month anniversary of your birthday. I would like it if you would know what you're doing by about that time. So it doesn't mean you have to actually be in the new job or anything like that, but at least have made a decision by June that you know what you want to do from here. Because I feel like you want to take advantage of this window of opportunity that you seem to be in right now. Okay. I also feel as if there's going to be another opportunity that comes up that doesn't have anything to do with the first two. So it's like a completely different career choice. So that's going to be kind of fun for you as well. So you definitely have some opportunities or options coming up, and it definitely is a feeling to take one of them. Don't just keep doing what you're doing.
Good. That's good to hear.
Yeah. What else would you like to ask about, or who else? Was there somebody else on the other side?
Well, I guess since it's close to Mother's Day, I wanted to ask about my mother.
Sure. Just give me her first name.
Mildred.
She comes in with a big bouquet of flowers for you as well, but hers are all pink roses. And I think, for example, it's almost as if you're her baby. These are baby pink, and I feel, and I don't know if that's true, if you're her baby or not, but it feels that way.
Yes, I'm the youngest.
Okay, because she definitely is having that kind of energy towards you, that she's just so happy to talk to you and see you. She's with you all the time, but you're her baby, and so she definitely has a... I don't know if I want to say it's a softer spot for you, but you know how mothers are with their youngest. You know, there's just that that sense. So don't be surprised if you feel her around a little more strongly over the weekend. I feel as if she's definitely going to make the effort to come through, maybe in a physical way that you would feel her, or you might hear something, you might notice something in nature that would you would know for sure that it was her. She's also saying that she's together with somebody else. Did you have a grandmother there as well?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I think the two of them kind of gang up, and they are the type that are throwing the pennies or other coins for you to find. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes, actually, I've been finding them in odd places, you
okay.
know, like on the stairs.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, that's the sort of thing that they do.
Wouldn't expect.
Yep, they definitely are ganging up, the two ladies, to throw these coins at you so that you'll find them. The other feeling is of your father, I believe, unless it's a grandfather, but I believe it's your father coming through, and he says that he definitely comes through when you're cooking. And the feeling that I have is you might, for example, put up a big Easter meal or something like that, and he's so helping you with that. That's his specialty. Does that make sense
good.
To you?
There's a lot of recipes he made that I can't remember.
Oh.
So I think of them thinking, oh, God, I wish I paid more attention.
There you go. Well, he's going to try and put that thought in your head to add more salt or, you know, put something else in there. But I feel as if that's one of those times he feels very close to you, is when you're in the kitchen, maybe kind of just doing it your own thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I also get the feeling with him that he comes around your other family members very strongly, too. Mostly I feel as if he's a man that likes to put his two cents in with a lot of things. You know, I think he's got some strong opinions there. So if other family members are trying to make a decision or something like that, he's definitely going to be helping.
Well, thank you. This is wonderful. You've made my whole night.
Oh, good.
And my Mother's Day by telling me all
Excellent.
This.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. And let me just remind you, if you ever want a reading, you can call me at 315-247-9088. We can also, you know, connect by email, debbiec1953@hotmail.com. Or you can find me on Facebook or just Google my name and my website will come up.
So, oh, cool. Thank you so much, Debbie. I'll look into that.
Great.
I'm really interested. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much, and have a good night, and happy Mother's
okay,
Day to you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, that is Debbie Crossman, who is bringing you a new piece, a new hope in taking yourself seriously, and always with us here on WakeUpCallDT.com, part of Dance Tour Broadcast Media. On the Crossworks page, easiest way to find it is to go to WakeUpCallDT.com and click on the More tab, and you'll find Crossworks there, where you can not only listen back to shows with Debbie Crossman, find out how you can be a part of future shows, but also, in a new piece, having the opportunity to write letters to Debbie and get a response from her. You don't have to put your name. It can be completely anonymous. That's actually how we would like you to send it in. And if you have a question or something on your mind, topics that are important to you, you can write them in to Debbie, and she will answer those for you. So make sure you stay close to WakeUpCallDT.com on the Crossworks page to find out how you can get involved. Debbie, as always, I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dan.